my guide, Attar is my guide, Attar is my guide, Attar is my guide, Attar is my guide, by the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide, Attar is my guide, Attar is my guide, by the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Welcome once again, dear viewers of Madhya Channel, to another episode of The World of Jinn and Amir Ahl Sunnah. This benefit of Durood Pak is mentioned in one hadith that if someone recites 3 Durood Pak in the morning and 3 in the evening, then all the minor sins done for that day and night will be forgiven. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu has mentioned that our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do not make your homes into a graveyard. And he said, indeed, shaitans run away from a home in which Surah Baqarah is read. Alhamdulillah. So there is lots of benefits in reading Surah Baqarah. And inshallah, as we say that, if you want shaitan to leave you alone, so become habitual of reciting Surah Baqarah. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Mas'ud Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu has mentioned that our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that whoever reads the last 2 ayat of Surah Baqarah, there will be sufficient protection for him for the night against jinn. And as you know, many people have problem with jinn, especially at night. And look at what an easy solution to read the last 2 verses of Surah Baqarah. Just to read it, alhamdulillah, as mentioned by Sayyidina Abu Mas'ud Ansari radiallahu anhu, that whoever recites these last 2 verses in short time, learn it by heart and become habitual, inshallah, azza wa jal, you read this, especially for those who have problems with jinn affecting them, learn these 2 last surahs of Surah Baqarah and read it at night, and inshallah it will be very beneficial. And as we have pointed out earlier, that you must try and make sure that the tajweed, your pronunciation, is correct. And obviously, to get benefit from wazifa, it doesn't mean that you must only read wazifa and ignore the hukum, the command, and the obligatory duty, what Allah Azza wa Jal has commanded us to do. That means you have to be also punctual with your namaz. You have to be obedient to Allah Azza wa Jal. You should try and stay away from sins. And all these will help you to fight shaitan, because shaitan uses sins to capture you. So try and make tawbah and make intention that I will stay away from sinful activities and be punctual with your salah. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal, then you will find you will get so much benefit from all the wazifas that we are advising. Hazrat Sayyidina Anas radiallahu anhu has mentioned, he said, our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, there is no verse more powerful against evil jinn than these 2 verses. Verse 163 and 164, our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, reading this is sufficient for all evil jinns. Alhamdulillah, it is also mentioned by Hazrat Sayyidina Hamza Ziyat rahmatullah alayhi. He said that one night he was going to Kufa, and it was very dark, and he came across a deserted house. So he decided, because it's dark, he took shelter. And then he said, 2 evil jinns came to him. And one said to the other, this is Hamza Ziyad. He is misleading the people of Kufa. And they swore an oath. They said, definitely we will kill him. When they say misleading means, for this evil jinn, if you talk the truth and lead people to Allah Azza wa Jal,
That means you're misleading them from the falsehood. That means they desire people must be engrossed in falsehood and they want people to get away from closest to Allah Azza wa Jalla. So therefore they were angry with him. And he said, when I saw the intention, I read 18th verse of Surah Al-Imran. Remember 18th verse, make a note of this. And this helped him. And it's mentioned that hearing this, the one jinn told the other, your destruction, now you are disgraced. Now because of the power of this ayat, he said, you have to guard him now and protect him till morning. So instead of destroying him, this, because he recited this, they were forced to guard him. So alhamdulillah, he heard about the power of this verse as well. So whichever you find convenient, you learn it and make this as part of your armor to fight jinns. Hazrat Sayyidina Sa'ad bin Ishaq bin Ka'ab radiallahu anhu has mentioned that when Surah Al-A'raf, especially the ayat number 54, was revealed, he said they felt that they were surrounded by a huge gathering, but they couldn't see anybody. And they could also feel that these were Arabs. And when the Arabs felt that they were surrounded, they asked, who are you? They were told, we are jinnat. And they said, we have left Medina. And they said, this verse has taken us out of Medina Sharif. If you read it, inshallah, and learn it, and as I said, you'll have so many ayat of the Quran as part of your weaponry against jinn. So who can affect you? Also, Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Amama radiallahu ta'ala anhu has reported that our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that whoever reads three times the awuz and then the last three verses of Surah Hashr, inshaAllah azza wa jal, they will have, listen to this carefully, 70,000 angels will guard them and keep them protected from shaitan and jinn and also evil human beings. So whoever recites this in the morning will have these 70,000 angels guarding him and protecting him for the whole day. And whoever recites it in the evening, they will have these 70,000 angels guarding them for the whole night. And as you mentioned in the beginning, many, many people are being affected by jinns. And many people run to this person and that person. But first of all, you try these things yourself. Read this thing. And as I said, sometimes you say, I read and it doesn't have any effect. And we mentioned to you why it won't have any effect. If you don't know how to read correctly, alhamdulillah, in the Mawla of Da'at al-Islami, we have Madrasatul Madina Balighan, that means madrasa for adults, where all adults come in who are interested, who are keen to learn and improve. Obviously, gaining this kind of knowledge is compulsory knowledge. That means learning the kalam of Allah, because you have to read the kalam of Allah in salah. So to learn to recite correctly, it is a part of fard ulum. And this is offered by Da'at al-Islami free of charge. So as we see, we give you beautiful wazifas. You can make a note of it, write it, but you read incorrectly, it's not going to have any impact. So it's left to you. Alhamdulillah, all these services are offered to you free of charge by Da'at al-Islami. All you have to do is give a little bit of the time that Allah Azza wa Jalla has given you. For not for anybody else's betterment, for your own betterment, for your own protection, for your own elevation, for your own success in the dunya and akhirah. All you have to do is dedicate some of your time to improve yourself. Alhamdulillah, again continuing, Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu has mentioned that they had in their homes a special place to dry dates. And he found that his job was to guard these dates. And he was surprised because he should find that the quantities get reduced. And he was guarding and there was obviously no visible signs of somebody coming in. So once he was there and he felt like somebody was there, so he asked, who are you? And the person said, I am a jinn. Then he came to realize that the jinns were coming to steal. And this jinn said, all our provision have been finished, so we have come here to help ourselves. And the jinn said, if Almighty Allah decides, it won't get less. And then this companion, Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari, radiallahu anhu, asked this jinn, show me your hands. And this jinn, one of the signs was, his hands was hairy and looked like the paws of a dog. Then he realized that this is really a jinn. So he said to him, okay, whatever dates you have taken now in the past, it's all halal for you. But he said, now, tell me the amal, is what you recite. Because you said, if Allah Azza wa Jalla decides, it won't get less. So what should I read so I can be protected against this kind of thing? So, he also mentioned, read the same three verses we spoke about, Surah Hashr, and inshallah that will also have the power of protecting whatever you have against jinn. Dear viewers of Madhi channel, now we are coming to simple surahs that you most of you know. Surah Ikhlas is mentioned by Hazrat Sayyidina Ali Murtaza Karamullahu Wajhul Kareem. He mentioned that our beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said, whoever recites 10 times Surah Ikhlas after Salatul Fajr without speaking to anybody will be protected from problems and also any kind of harm from shaitan and shaitanic jinn. See how simple. Surah Ikhlas and viewers of Madhi channel, the most common mistakes many people make, again coming to Tajweed, and there for you to understand how important it is to learn Tajweed. So again, the advice is, as we are giving you many beautiful and simple surahs, many of you may by now may be thinking, you know how to read Surah Ikhlas, but now you know. If you are making this mistake, correct it. But the best way is, in the nearest masjid where Dawud Islam is involved, you contact, obviously you'll have Madrasatul Madina Balighan there, enroll and learn. See how beneficial if you learn correctly. These are small surahs. And inshallah, if you get involved in the mahal of Dawud Islami, there's many, many avenues to learn. One is to join these madrasas for adults in the evening. Now, almost every night you get this in the mahal of Dawud Islami. Also, travel on Madni Kafila. And Madni Kafila is a mobile training clinic. And people are taught Madni Qaida. And many of you may think, oh, I did my Madni Qaida when I was Ali Ba'atasa, I did when I was a child. But you'll be shocked. Many people, we travel on Madni Kafila, many people who are Namazis, when you start teaching them, they will admit, we didn't know these things. And many of them, they regret how many years of their life they did not know these things. But it's now never too late. You make up your mind, and inshallah, no matter how old you are, the moment you make up your mind, you'll find, inshallah, azza wa jal, this is the path to success. So may Allah azza wa jal make us take benefit from the mahal of Dawud Islami and get involved in any aspect of Dawud Islami. As you said, the madrasa, traveling on Madni Kafila, sitting for the dars in the madrasa, getting involved, even joining the brothers, Islamic brothers, doing Neki Gidawat, all these kinds, joining the weekly ijtima in the area, in your area, inshallah, all these things will add to benefit and improve your life. Ameen bi jahin nabil ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ala Muhammad.
Attar is my guide. 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 By the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide. Attar is my guide. Attar is my guide. By the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide.